crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things. Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
We're back on KOAL, 103.9 FM, 750 AM, Drive Time Sports. We are live at Auto Farms Price Auto Group, and we're going to be down here for the entire show today, so it only makes sense to bring in Coach Jeff Cincinnatus, who joins us regularly in the studio. But now he's at the Auto Farm Price Auto Group as an employee. He's talked about that for the last couple of weeks here on the show. Coach, it's great to come down here and talk to you live on air.
Yeah, good to get you in my environment for a little interview and talk about things, but good to get back on the radio.
Now, we're going to talk about everything going on here at the Auto Farms Price Auto Group in just a moment. Right now, for you coaching-wise, it's really all about American Legion Baseball, and you guys have hit that moratorium period. The kids have had a little bit of a break, so for you guys, it's been kind of a dead week, to say the least.
It has. It's been real quiet, giving the kids a whole week off. Hopefully, we've had some time to enjoy some vacation time with family and friends and whatnot, but starting on Monday, we'll come back with practice for American Legion Ball and our younger group in the Perfect Game League. And we get back to games on Tuesday at home and helper for American Legion Ball with a doubleheader with Vernal. And those will be league games for us in our Southern Utah League that we're involved in this year. So right now we sit undefeated in our league play, and we'll have two games with Vernal at home on Tuesday at 6-8 in helper. And then we'll travel down to St. George on Friday and play them a doubleheader. And those will be two league games on Friday also.
How close have you been paying attention to the not only the Southern Division, but I guess the Northern League as well at this point?
To be honest, Jordan, I haven't looked at a record yet. Again, and I go back to, you know, when we talk about high school sports and everything else, I'm so concerned with where our team is and what they're doing that I don't get too involved to look at what other teams' records are, especially with this summer ball. You know, we're trying to accomplish some things, maybe look back to winning a third state title and going back to a regional. And really, it's just all about what we're doing. It's hard to gauge where we're at with the rest of the American Legion teams because a lot of Legion teams, like we talked about, are playing with a lot of younger kids still. I do know there's two older groups up in the northern Cache Valley area that are playing primarily with older kids, and I think those are going to be the two main teams when we hit the state tournament that we're going to have to deal with, to be honest with you. So it's hard to judge summer ball just because there's so many kids going every direction on records. But, again, we're just worried about what our guys are doing right now, how we're progressing, how we're getting better, how my younger guys are progressing, and what they're doing. And you know, I've been real pleased with the summer ball so far. I can't say enough to the volunteer coaches that I have working for me this summer and what they've done and the amount of time they've put in. And, you know, if anybody out there has coached any kind of organized, you know, ball, you know the amount of time it needs to go in. And when you get to this level with, you know, high school age kids, it just doubles in the amount of time that you got to put in with them. So again, I've been real pleased with our summer ball and look forward to finishing up strong here as we get close to ending up the season.
So you'll take the remainder of this week off. You get back at it next week.
Next Monday. We'll come back practice Monday. We play Tuesday, July 12th. That's our doubleheader with Vernal. And that'll be at home and helper at 6 and 8 p.m. on Tuesday evening. So it could be our last home games. Right now I don't have anything else scheduled at home. So you may want to get out and try and catch a couple games Tuesday if you haven't seen us play yet. I believe my younger group will be in helper on Wednesday evening in the Perfect Game League at 5:30 and 7:30. So the younger kids will be playing at home as well this week. But I'm still trying to schedule a few more games, you know, with some teams, and hopefully we can get a couple more at home. But right now on our schedule, those are the last two home games we have. And then, like I said, we'll travel to St. George on Friday and play them at their place. And then the following week, we go to Vernal and play them on the 19th, which is a Tuesday. And then the state tournament starts on the 25th of July. So, you know, we're getting to the tail end of the summer season, and the state tournament will be here before you know it.
Again, our guest, Coach Jeff Cincinnatus, as we are live down at Auto Farms Price Auto Group. A little bit different feel to the show today. Coach, I want you to talk about the Auto Farm Price Auto Group and some of the stuff you guys have going on. I know you're going to take a couple of automobiles down to Community Days in East Carbon this weekend, but what do we have out there on the lot? I know it's your guys' largest inventory you've ever had.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've got quite a selection. I mean, we, you know, from the Fords to the Dodges, to Jeeps, you know, we've got a couple of Grand Cherokees on the lot, a couple of Jeep Wranglers. Our used selection is getting bigger by the day as we're trying to bring in more vehicles on our used inventory. And, you know, we don't have a lot of vehicles right now that are priced below $10,000, and that's just because we're trying here to get a good quality vehicle in here, keep them, you know, within their warranties, you know, a few years old here and there, and just really keep people in a well used car that doesn't have a lot of miles, and like I said, that still has a factory warranty on it. And so you're not going to see a large inventory of vehicles under $10,000 on our lot, but you know, we have a lot of vehicles that we've put into our fleets here, that we brought in here brand new, and then we've transferred them over to some rentals, and then we've got them, you know, back with low miles, but they're our own vehicles. They're not something that we've had to bring in from a rental company. They're just something that we've put out in rentals. So even though we've been using them in our rental fleets, you know, they're top quality vehicles that we brought in here brand new. And we've been doing all the servicing on them, and those are really good cars to come in and look at. And we've got a handful of them. We just moved out on the front of the lot for the next month until the end of this month. We've got some really, really low prices. If you come by the lot and you see the pink stickers in the window, those are some vehicles that we really want to take have you take a close look at, because we've got some real good incentives on them and some real low prices and just some quality vehicles. But like we talked about, I'm going to take a couple vehicles up to East Carbon Days tomorrow, have them in the parade, then we'll have them at the car show and give people a chance to look, you know, at a new Mustang, a new lifted Dodge one-ton truck, just to get an idea of what's out there. Dodge has come a long way with their vehicles, especially, you know, the convenience and everything on the inside. They've done a great job. And I've really enjoyed, you know, getting involved with these vehicles. I'm a car guy anyway. I'm always one, before I worked here, wanted to come down and buy a new car every other day. You know, I'm one of those dreamers. But to be able to come down here and work with these cars every day and see what they can do and get familiar with them, it's been a blast for me. And you know, everybody's making a quality vehicle nowadays. But, you know, Dodge and Jeep and Ford right now, you know, that's what we carry down here in our Chryslers. You know, I don't see any flaws in anything we have on the lot. And so come down and see us and let us help you out a little bit.
Yep, definitely. Head on down. You got Coach down here, Justin, Tyson, who we're going to talk to a little bit later on in the show. They're all down here set to help you get in that perfect vehicle. Coach, it's fun to come down here and talk to you. Thank you again. I know you've been running around the lot like a madman today, so
yeah,
I appreciate
it's
you.
It's a hot one out there, Dad.
It is.
I know the temperature's supposed to drop a little bit next week. It'd be nicer if it was cooler out there. But we got great weather here. We got a lot going on in Price this weekend. You know, the Greek Festival in town and East Carbon Days, and, you know, some people forget about coming down to the car lots and looking at things, but, you know, we got some great deals going on, and just a great time with the summer, you know, in full swing right now, and get out and do a bunch of things here in Carbon County.
Coach, always good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thanks, Jordan. Appreciate it.
All right. We are going to pause for just a moment, but when we return, we're going to move over and talk hot stove baseball. Steve Bortstein of Fox Sports 1340 in New Mexico will join us. Plus, we're going to talk Dwayne Wade, Miami Heat, and the Chicago Bulls with EJ Christian, who covers the Miami Heat with SB Nation, a little bit later on in the show. Live at the Auto Farms Price Auto Group here on KOAL 103.9 FM and 7:50 a.m.